Welcome in. Today we're doing a super classic old school jungle and early DnB trick inside Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner friendly. The idea is simple. We're going to create an atmosphere layer from your own drums and musical bits, resample it, and then blend it back in like a secret glue track. This is that funky drummer in a smoky warehouse vibe. Not big glossy reverb, more like a controlled room tone. Tails and dirt that makes the whole track feel like it belongs together. By the end, you'll have an Atmos print audio track that behaves like one stable stem you can mix into your master area without smashing your actual master bus. Alright, let's set it up. First, session setup so resampling doesn't feel annoying. Go to your drum tracks. If you have your break chops, one shots, extra hats, anything that's basically drums, select them and group them. Command or Control G, name the group drums. This is just for clarity, because once you start resampling and printing, organized routing matters. Now we'll create two things. One, a return track, and name it A. Atmos. This is where the atmosphere processing lives, and it's easy to blend with sends. Two, an audio track named Atmos Print. This is where we're going to record the atmosphere so it becomes one consistent piece of audio we can treat like a mastered layer. Think of the return as your space generator, and the print track as your commit and control version. Now let's build the Atmos chain on return A. We'll do it with stock Ableton devices in a specific order, because that order is part of the sound. First device, EQ8. Before we even add reverb, we clean up what we're feeding into it. Turn on a high pass filter, put it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, and make it fairly steep, like 24 dB per octave. The goal is, no sub, no low-end fog. If your hats are kind of spicy, do a small dip in the presence range, somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz, just 2 to 4 dB, not more. And if you want the vibe darker and more ear authentic, do a gentle low pass somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz. Old jungle atmosphere usually isn't sparkly. It's more like dusty air. Second device, hybrid reverb. We're going for either subtle room glue or bigger jungle haze. Let's start with the subtle room glue because it's safer for beginners. Set it to an algorithmic room. Decay around 1 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. And bring up early reflections a little bit, because that's what gives you the break is in a room feeling without it turning into a wash. If you want a bigger haze later, you can switch to a convolution IR like warehouse or hall, and go 2 to 3.5 seconds of decay. But remember, the bigger the reverb, the more you need to filter and control it. Third device, saturator. This is where the old school density comes from. Turn on soft clip, set drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, and then pull the output down so you're not just making it louder. Your goal is harmonic thickness and grit in the tail, not obvious distortion. Teacher note, saturating the reverb tail is one of the most why does this suddenly sound like a record moments in jungle. It makes the ambience feel printed, not just added. Fourth device, glue compressor. Set attack to around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, or around 0.3 seconds, if you want it to breathe a bit more obviously, ratio 2 to 1. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on loud sections. We're not trying to make it pump like modern EDM. We're trying to make the room bed move with a groove and feel like one piece. Optional fifth device, auto filter. Put it on a low pass, set cutoff somewhere like 6 to 12 kHz, depending on how dark you want it. Then add a very subtle LFO. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount tiny. This gives you that moving bed effect without wrecking transients. Now, quick return level reality check. On your drum tracks, start with the send to A. Atmos around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. That's a great starting zone. You want it felt, not heard. Now we do the classic jungle selection. What do we'd actually send to the atmosphere? Send your breakbeat. Funky drummer chops. Ghost hits, maybe an amen top if you have it layered. Send percussion and hats, but be tasteful, because too much hat send turns into his soup fast. Also send short stabs and chord hits if you've got them. This is an old school secret. Smearing stabs into the room makes the track feel like it's living in one place. You can also send occasional FX hits, like impacts, rewinds, vinyl bursts, stuff that sounds cool when it leaves a tail. What you avoid sending, sub bass. And usually avoid the very punchy kick transient unless you specifically want the whole room to pump. If you only remember one rule, remember this. Keep the low end clean by keeping bass out of the atmosphere. Okay, now the fun part. Resampling. Printing the atmosphere like a pro. Go to your Atmos print audio track. We need to set its input so it records the atmosphere. Depending on your Ableton routing options, you might be able to choose the return directly as the input. If you can, set audio from to A, Atmos. If you can't select the return directly, do this workaround. Create a separate audio track called Atmos Bus. Set that track's input to resampling. Then solo your return A, Atmos, so you're only hearing the atmosphere. Record that into Atmos print. The exact routing can vary, but the principle is, record only the atmosphere, not the full mix. Now, very important, on Atmos print, set monitor to off. This prevents feedback and also prevents that weird doubling and phasing while you record. Beginners get caught by this all the time. Monitor off is the safety switch. Arm Atmos print for recording. Now play your track and record 8 to 16 bars of the busiest section, usually your drop. You want the print to capture the full energy, the way the room blooms when the break is really going. When you're done, consolidate the recording into one clean clip. Command or Control J. At this point, you've basically committed your vibe. This is the big mindset shift. We're not endlessly tweaking a return anymore. We now have a stable atmosphere stem that will stay consistent as you mix and master. Now we shape the printed atmosphere so it sits under the master properly. On Atmos print, at EQ 8 first. High pass it harder than you think, somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. If your mix gets muddy, push it up. If you're worried, do the mute test. If you high pass higher and the vibe still works, you just clean the master. If it's too bright, do a gentle high shelf down above 10 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. And if it feels boxy or cloudy, do a small dip around 300 to 600 Hz. Extra coach note, if you want to be really sure, drop spectrum after your EQ on Atmos print. If you see a hump building in that 250 to 600 zone, that's often the mystery mud that makes jungle feel cloudy instead of smoky. Carve lightly, don't go surgical. Next, add a compressor or glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the initial snap of the ambience. Release around 100 to 300 milliseconds. Aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just to stabilize the bed so it doesn't jump around. Then add utility if you want to control width, but keep it subtle. Try width around 80 to 110%. And a key beginner note, utility doesn't do frequency-dependent mono. So if you're trying to protect low end, the easiest safe move is just to high pass the atmosphere enough. That's your base mono workaround for this layer. Now blending. This is where people usually go wrong. Pull the Atmos print fader all the way down. Start playback in the drop. Slowly bring it up until you can just feel the track get more continuous and more alive. Then do the real test. Mute it. If muting it makes the track feel flatter, less real, less glued, but you didn't consciously notice reverb while it was on, you nailed it. Typical blend levels end up somewhere around minus 24 to minus 12 dB, depending on how dense your print is. And here's your DNB reality check. If your snare loses crack, your atmosphere is too loud or too bright, fix it in this order. Drop the print by 1 or 2 dB. If that's not enough, low pass it a bit more. If it still fights, shorten the decay slightly on the return chain and reprint. And if it's mostly hat wash causing the problem, reduce the hat send. Now let's talk arrangement, because this print is not just a mix layer. It's an arrangement tool. For the intro, try atmosphere only, plus a little vinyl noise or distant ghost break. Fade it in over 8 to 16 bars. It immediately says jungle record, because you're hearing the room before you hear the full drums. At the drop, do a sneaky move. Dip the atmosphere slightly right at the impact, maybe for half a bar to a bar. Then bring it back. That makes the drums punch harder, because the space steps back for the hit. In a breakdown, put an auto filter on Atmos print and close the low pass down to about 2 to 4 kHz. It feels like the room shuts its doors, which builds tension without you needing more elements. And for progression, print a second version later with slightly different settings. Maybe one dark print that runs most of the track, and a slightly brighter print that only appears in the second drop or every eighth bar. That's that engineer riding the desk feel. Now, quick mastering perspective. This workflow is mastering adjacent, because it gives you glue and vibe without forcing you to crush the master bus with compression. You're basically doing parallel mastering, but with a room and dirt stem. If you already have a master chain, keep it simple. Let a limiter catch peaks. Don't smash it. The vibe comes from the print. A couple common mistakes to avoid before we wrap. Mistake 1. sending sub-bass into the reverb. That's instant low-end fog and a weak master. Fix it by high-passing aggressively on the return and the print, and just don't send bass in the first place. Mistake 2. Too bright atmosphere. That becomes modern sounding wash and hiss. Fix it by low passing around 10 to 14 kHz and reducing hat sends. Mistake 3. Printing with monitoring on. That causes doubling and phasing. Monitor off on Atmos print while recording. Mistake 4. Overcompressing the atmosphere. Keep it gentle. 1 to 3 dB reduction on the return, 1 to 2 dB on the print. Mistake 5. Atmosphere too loud. If the snare feels smaller, turn the print down until it's more like a feeling than a sound. Before you go, here's a quick me practice you can do in about 20 minutes. Make an 8-bar loop with a funky drummer-style break, a simple sub, and one stab hit every 2 bars. On return A, Atmos, set a Q8 high pass at 250 Hz. Hybrid reverb room decay around 1.5 seconds. Saturator with about 4 dB drive and soft clip. Glue compressor 2 to 1 with about 2 dB gain reduction. Send the break at minus 12 dB. Send the stab at minus 18. Send no bass. Print 8 bars to Atmos print. On the print, high pass at 300 Hz, low pass at 12 kHz. Blend quietly. Then do the mute test at low listening volume. If the loop loses energy and continuity when muted, you're there. Recap to lock it in. You built an atmosphere return chain. EQ into hybrid, reverb into saturator into glue compressor, with optional movement. You selectively sent break elements, not sub. You resampled the return to an audio track, so the vibe is committed and consistent. Then you shaped that print with EQ and light compression and blended it in a secret glue. If you tell me your tempo, like 160, 165, or 172, and whether you're mostly funky drummer alone or layering an amen top, I can suggest exact starting points for decay time and where to set your high pass and low pass so it matches your drum tone.